3net News. I'm Jason Taylor. A group of about 50 protesters staged what was billed as a noise rally last night at St. Louis' Central West End that included a demonstration outside Mayor Leiter Cruson's home. The Post-Dispatch reports protesters have been taking to the streets since the verdict last month that cleared a former city police officer in the fatal shooting of a black suspect. Reverend Daniel Gray, a protest organizer, said demonstrations would continue indefinitely until they see significant change. A new statewide program has been launched that promotes Missouri-based products. Missouri Republican Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson says the Buy Missouri program is similar to a farm and food-related program already developed.
Agri-Missouri, for example, we kicked that off many years ago, promoting agriculture products. We're just taking this another level where we want to take it to all products that are made in Missouri, where we want that customer to go to that shelf with either a logo or a tag or whatever it may be to say, hey, this is made in Missouri, and give them a choice.
Parson says promoting Missouri products ranging from barbecue sauce to windows to pet food will be good for Missouri manufacturers and consumers. Five apartment complexes in St. Louis and St. Charles counties are accused of violating the Fair Housing Act. MissouriNet's St. Louis contributor Jill Enders has the story.
After a year-long investigation, the St. Louis Equal Housing and Opportunity Council filed complaints with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, this for construction violations which limits accessibility for the disabled. Will Jordan, EHOC Executive Director, describes some of these violations.
Inaccessible common use areas, including the leasing office, the mailboxes, and the dumpsters.
Reporting in St. Louis, Jill Enders, MissouriNet.
Joplin police have released the names of three officers involved in a shooting earlier this week. They're on administrative leave. One of them, Officer Joel Tabor, returned fire with a suspect, a 16-year-old, who was arrested for an earlier shooting that injured two people. A recent poll of next year's Missouri Senate race shows a Republican newcomer leading a two-term incumbent Democrat. The GOP-leaning Remington Research Survey shows Attorney General Josh Hawley ahead of two-term U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill by a margin of 48% to 45%. Columbia College political scientist Terry Smith thinks McCaskill and her Democratic supporters will need to do something dramatic to disrupt Hawley's early lead.
The state trending Republican like that, the Democrats have to do something to move that needle. Otherwise, Hawley's going to just stay ahead.
Hawley is a relative political novice, having been elected to his very first public office less than a year ago, last November. Police say a man was hit by a car and killed in South St. Louis County last evening. KMOV reports he was trying to cross an intersection when he was hit by an SUV. He did not cross at a traffic light or crosswalk. The man was taken to a hospital where he later died. The driver remained on the scene and was cooperative. There's more news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. This is MissouriNet.